Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. The President's Cancer Panel recommends eating foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more, and that's why we make organic yogurt, because you can trust that harmful chemicals are never used in organic food production.
Wild salmon have been struggling to survive in the Elwha River ever since the government began damming it back in 1913. Now, nearly 100 years later, two dams along the Elwha in Washington State are coming down. It's the largest dam removal project in the world. And some say the coho, steelhead, and chum salmon will need help to restore them to their past glory. But others want nature to take its course. We have the second and final report of Ashley Ahern's series, Undamming the Elwha.
Larry Ward stands on the banks of a gravel-lined channel 2 miles from the mouth of the Elwha River. He's the head of the Lower Elwha Klallam Tribe's new hatchery, which was finished last May.
This will be the point at which adults returning from the river enter into the hatchery itself, and where fish produced and reared at the hatchery leave and first enter into the Elwha River.
We walk a couple hundred yards from the river to the hatchery, where long concrete troughs hold thousands of juvenile coho salmon, their dappled bodies flickering in the sun. There are about 600,000 fish in the hatchery, steelhead and coho salmon for now, but Ward wants to see that number increase.
Ultimately, I think we're looking for thousands of adults coming back to the hatchery facility, chum salmon, coho, steelhead, and producing upwards of 1.5 million or 2 million fish to be released.
Across the way from the coho troughs, large asphalt ponds sparkle with steelhead, about 80,000 in each pond. Ward explains that only about 150 wild steelhead return to the Elwha each year.
It's a critically depressed stock, and so that's why we've gone to this extra measure to rear the population captively in the hatchery to try and increase the number of fish that are available.
You might look at these captive steelhead as sort of the freshman class of the new Elwha. They'll be one of the first generations to have access to the waters above the dams when they return from the ocean in a couple years.
The hatcheries will be able to support the restoration of fish stocks by providing fish to supplement the natural productivity in the river. So the hatcheries are going to help to accelerate the recovery and restoration process of fish in the river.
This is the largest dam removal in history, so no one really knows how long it will take wild runs of salmon to return to this watershed. Some scientific estimates suggest 40 to 60 years. But for the Lower Elwha Klallam Tribe, whose reservation is at the mouth of the Elwha, that's too long to wait. They're hoping the hatchery will restore the salmon fishery here within a decade or so. Mike McHenry is a fisheries biologist with the Lower Elwha Klallam Tribe. He says there's been much debate over hatcheries on the Elwha.
And it's probably one of the most controversial things about the whole Elwha project, this philosophical divide between folks that want to use hatcheries to accelerate recovery and those that feel like it should be a totally natural recolonization experiment.
McHenry sits right on the fence on this one. He says hatcheries could be a lifeline for the wild fish population that might suffer during a potentially massive flush of sediment into the river during dam removal. But he and other scientists take issue with the type of fish that will be raised in the hatchery. One fish in particular, the Chambers Creek steelhead. This fish is not native to the Elwha, but it's become popular as a hatchery fish in the region because it grows about twice as fast as wild steelhead and returns early.
There's concern that they might interbreed with native fish. There's ecological concerns. The smolts that are released are very large. They tend to be highly predacious on other species of salmon. They tend to outcompete native steelhead because of their size in some cases.
Fred Utter is an expert on fish genetics. He worked for the National Marine Fisheries Service for 30 years before becoming a professor at the University of Washington. He says Chambers Creek steelhead are great for maintaining a sport fishery.
And it's a valuable fish in that case. But it by no means should ever be used as a fish to restore natural populations in the Elwha. I think that would be a serious mistake.
Rob Ellison stands on a bluff overlooking the Elwha. He's a member of the Lower Elwha Klallam Tribe and director of the river restoration effort. The tribe has been without healthy salmon runs for almost 100 years, and they're tired of waiting. Ellison says hatchery-raised Chambers Creek steelhead have been a good supplement to the depleted wild runs, but that's not a permanent solution.
The idea would be when our harvest of other salmon in the river reaches a certain point, we could phase out the Chambers Creek, but it is my job to make sure that the tribal fishermen have a fishery
As the different runs of salmon balance themselves out, the tribe plans to phase out the entire fish hatchery. But no one knows exactly how long that will take, or how hatchery fish might affect the balance of salmon runs here in the long term. As the fish, both hatchery and wild, make it into the upper reaches of the river in the coming years, Rob Ellefson's dream is to follow them.
I'm hoping that I can go up to Elkhorn and catch a salmon and cook it up for dinner. That would be the ideal, because then I'd still be young enough to hike up the Elkhorn. It's about 27 miles upstream from the mouth of the Elwha.
From here on out, all eyes will be on the Elwha as this much-studied, much-debated, and much-loved river resumes her natural course from the Olympic Mountains to the Pacific. I'm Ashley Ahern on the Elwha River.
Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix, a public media project that explores the environment of the Pacific Northwest.